Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
After a bruising week of news about potential closings in the Boston public school system, 700 students actually had something to dance about today in Dorchester. The Boston Ballet performed for them this morning for free at the historic Strand Theater. WBUR's Andrea Shea was there, too, and reports on why there wasn't a tutu in sight.
Line up. I need to count you to make sure you're all here.
Teachers corral the kids through the front doors of the Strand Theater on Columbia Road in Dorchester. This is an unusual venue for the Boston Ballet. The company has never performed for students here. This show has been in the making for about a year, according to Mikko Nissinen, the Boston Ballet's executive director. He says he's on a mission not only to educate the kids in this neighborhood, but also to smash stereotypes about ballet, starting with the idea of the tutu and the pointe.
The pointe shoe can be looked at as such a rigid tool, or it can be the sexiest thing you can imagine. It depends how it's used. So we're going to throw lots of different kinds of things their way, and just if a little seed sticks and they enjoy, they have fun, that's a big step.
The kids are excited. Some already have an appreciation of ballet, but hip-hop is the hands-down dance of choice with these middle schoolers. The show begins, though, with what else? Pointe shoes. The kids greet the first piece, a traditional Italian tarantella, with reserved oohs and ahs. They perk up at the contemporary ballet. They get amped up even more, and the volume rises, blowing out my mic, when a 21-year-old dancer comes out for a hip-hop ballet piece. Then, the payoff.
It's time to just let everyone have a little bit of freestyle time. Look at music.
A young ballet dancer named Jeff Sirio invites the audience on stage to learn some hip-hop ballet, and a bunch of the school kids show the dance company what they can do. Crumping, jerking, it's a smash hit. Outside the Strand Theater after the show, I catch up with two of the eighth graders from the Lila G. Frederick Middle School right down the street. They got to crump on stage with the Boston Ballet.
My name's Trey Newton. I really enjoyed the ballet. I learned a lot from doing it, a lot of movement, arms and all that. And I'm going to try to put that to what I do, because I do hip-hop. So
when you think of, you like hip-hop dancing, so when you think of hip-hop, do you think of ballet?
Well, now, from seeing it, yeah, I could add a lot in it. So if you just imagine and think and just put it to work, you never know what you come out with.
So how is this going to change the way you look at ballet now?
Well, now, when people ask me if I want to do ballet, I'm going to say yeah. And then when I'm in ballet, I can tell people about what I do before I even knew about ballet and all that. So.
And when Troy Newton dances, he has a partner.
My name is Adalia Rowe, and people call me Mookie, and I dance with Troy.
So you guys, you crump and...
We crump, we jerk, everything, everything.
But ballet?
But ballet. And now it's going to change. We're going to do everything, including ballet.
So what surprised you today?
Everything. Like, I'd watch, like, ballet on TV, but I never seen it with my actual eyes, except for on the TV screen. So it was, like, surprising to me. And I feel like I want to do it. I want to take classes.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting to be that close to the dancers.
Yeah.
To see their bodies and exactly how they
yeah.
move. Did you find it, the movements, to be similar to the kind of dance that you're doing?
Similar. They use the same, you know, body parts, the arms, the legs, and the structure that they use. Facial expressions, too.
So you're going to get a pair of toe shoes now?
Possibly. Possibly.
And possibly, so will I. For WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.